Goldman Sachs, Trump raises voters' wages with tight labor market. By Neil Munro on March 13, 2019. Goldman Sachs says blue-collar and middle-class wages jumped by 4% in the last 12 months. After discounting inflation, and are likely to keep growing in President Donald Trump's higher American economy. Trump's low immigration tight labor market policy played a key role. The report acknowledged, even if job growth slows as the labor market tightens, labor income should continue to grow at a healthy pace, says the March 12 report titled Wage Growth by Income Level, Acceleration from Below. Moreover, rising blue-collar wages are likely to spur yet more economic growth as Americans spend their higher wages, said the report. Wage growth has picked up sharply in the bottom half of the wage distribution. The solid wage growth suggests a relatively optimistic outlook on consumption. The 4% growth was gained by everyone who earned up to $45 per hour. People who earn more than $45 per hour, however, saw a salary gain of just 2%. If the higher American trend continues until the 2020 election, Trump will have delivered a historic wage increase of roughly 14% to more than 100 million American voters by Election Day. The Goldman Sachs report did not explain why salaries grew slowly for college graduate Americans who earn more than $45 per hour or $94,000 a year. However, the report suggested that high-level salaries rise and fall with corporate profits. But that explanation is undermined by the low salaries amid the massive scale of corporate profits in 2018. One reason why higher salaries stalled amid massive profits is likely the hidden army of at least 1.5 million foreign temporary workers who have been flooded into the U.S. job market for college graduates. These visa workers enter U.S. jobs via the H-1B, L-1, B-1, OPT, CPT, and TN guest worker programs. And they work for very low wages in the hope of getting U.S. green cards and citizenship. In fact, some of the L-1 and OPT workers accept minimum wages and live in packed rooms for many years in the hope of escaping the restrictive cultures and limited economic opportunities in India and China. This vast army of foreign contingent workers is mostly used in software, computer, accounting, healthcare, and education jobs. But they are also hired for jobs in the fashion, design, and architecture fields. The scale of outsourcing business in cities and states is tracked by several websites, including MyVisaJobs.com and Sage.org. Worse, Congress is currently considering a plan that would dramatically expand job outsourcing to graduates from China, India, and the Philippines. The bill's advocates say it will not raise the annual number of green cards, but will just lift onerous country caps that ensure that Indian visa workers can now only get 23,000 of the 140,000 green cards which are annually given to foreign employees of U.S. companies. Advocates also say the extra green cards will end the backlog of 300,000 Indians working and waiting in the line for green cards. But a greater Indian share of the 140,000 green cards may encourage more Indians to take more U.S. jobs from more U.S. graduates, according to a 2018 report by the Congressional Research Service. The promise of shorter wait times for green cards might actually incentivize greater numbers of nationals from India, China, and the Philippines to seek employment-based green card status, a CRS report warned legislators. If that were to occur, the reduction in the number of approved green card petitions pending might be short-lived, allowing the backlog to grow even longer, said the December 2018 report. The graduate outsourcing bills are titled H.R. 1044 and S. 386. The Senate co-sponsors of the outsourcing bill include Senator Roy Blunt, ARMO; Senator Susan Collins, ARMY; Senator Jim Moran, RKS; Senator Tom Carper, DITA; Senator Ron Wyden, DIOR; Senator Maria Cantwell, DWE; Senator Cory Gardner, RCO; Senator Tom Cotton, RR; Senator Tammy Baldwin, DY; Senator Jeff Merkley, DOR; Senator Michael Bennett, DCO; Senator Kevin Cramer, RND; Senator Kristen Sinema, DOZ. The House sponsors are cited here, and they include Representative Frank Polloni, DNJ; Representative Jimmy Panetta, Democrat, California; Representative Bill Pascrell, DNJ, Representative Shelley Pinkery, Democrat Maine, Representative Kathleen Rice, DNY, Representative John Sarbanes, DMD, Representative Jan Schakowsky, DL, Representative Donna Shalala, Democrat Florida, Representative Albio Sires, DNJ, Representative Adam Smith, Democrat Washington, Representative Darren Soto, Democrat Florida, Representative Jackie Spire, Democrat California, Representative Eric Swalwell, Democrat California, Representative Mark Tacano, Democrat California, Representative Dina Titus, DNV, Representative Paul Tonko, DNY, Representative Norma Torres, Democrat California, Representative Bonnie Watson Coleman, DNJ, Representative Peter Welch, Democrat Vermont, Representative Susan Wild, DEPA, Representative Rob Woodall, Republican Georgia, Representative John Yarmuth, DKY, Representative Gerald Nadler, DNY, Representative Pleat Aguilar, DCA, Representative Stephanie Murphy, Democrat Florida, Rep. Susan Del Benny, Democrat Washington, Representative Salud Carbajal, Democrat California, Representative Nidia Velasquez, DNY, Representative Lois Frankel, Democrat Florida, Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Democrat Florida, Representative Mary Scanlon, DEPA, Representative John Garamendi, Democrat Georgia, Representative Jared Golden, Democrat Maine, Representative Sylvia Garcia, Democrat Texas, Representative Joe Kennedy, DMAS, Representative Matt Cartwright, DEPA, Representative Bradley Schneider, DL, Representative Bobby Rush, DL, Representative Sean Patrick, DNY, Representative Kim Schreier, Democrat Washington, Representative Connor Lamb, DEPA, Representative Brian Higgins, DNY, Representative Alma Adams, DNC, Representative Alsa Hastings, Democrat Florida, Representative Scott Peters, Democrat California, Representative Robin Kelly, DL, Representative Derek Kilmer, Democrat Washington. Business groups are also backing additional legislation to dramatically loosen the tight labor market that is driving up Americans' wages. On March 13, for example, business groups applauded draft legislation that would provide green cards to at least 2 million DACA illegal aliens, Dreamers, and other temporary residents in the United States. FWD.us, a lobbying group which was founded by investors led by Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, tweeted, "Even though Goldman Sachs says that wages rise when fewer workers are competing for jobs, Todd Schulte, the director of Zuckerberg's FWD.us, insists that wages really rise when more workers are competing for jobs. Each year, roughly 4 million young Americans join the workforce after high school or university. The federal government then imports roughly 1.1 million legal immigrants, refreshes a resident population of roughly 1.5 million white-collar guest workers and roughly 500,000 blue-collar visa workers, and it also tolerates 8 million illegal workers. In 2019, because of catch-and-release rules mandated by Congress and the courts, the federal government also will likely release at least 350,000 Central American laborers into the U.S. job market, even as at least 500,000 more migrants sneak past U.S. border defenses or overstay their visas. This federal policy of using legal and illegal migration to boost economic growth for investors shifts enormous wealth from young employees towards older investors by flooding the market with cheap white-collar and blue-collar foreign labor. This cheap labor economic policy forces Americans to compete even for low-wage jobs. It widens wealth gaps, reduces high-tech investment, increases state and local tax burdens, hurts kids' schools and college education, pushes Americans away from high-tech careers, and sidelines millions of marginalized Americans, including many who are now struggling with fentanyl addictions. Immigration also destabilizes politics, and it steers investment and wealth away from towns in heartland states because coastal investors can more easily hire and supervise the large immigrant populations who prefer to live in coastal cities.